USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. China is deploying missiles in the disputed South China Sea to intimidate and coerce its neighbors. That according to U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis, speaking to an Asian security summit in Singapore this morning.
Last week, we disinvited the People's Liberation Army Navy from the 2018 Rim of the Pacific exercise, as China's behavior is inconsistent with the principles and the purposes of the RIMPAC exercise.
Mattis hinted that China could face harsher actions in the future if it does not work with neighbors. President Trump will fly to Singapore this month, after all, for that landmark summit meeting with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, but he now anticipates a more drawn-out negotiation than once envisioned and indicated that he'll stop increasing pressure on the regime while talks proceed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department is investigating a double homicide at the Circus Hotel and Casino. Police Lieutenant Ray Spencer says the two were part of a tour group scheduled to leave Las Vegas today. Their bodies were discovered after they did not show up for a Grand Canyon tour with their group.
It's an isolated incident in one room. There's no threat to anybody in the hotel. Operations that are going on as normal at the property, and I would tell you most guests are probably completely unaware of the incident.
When security entered the hotel room, they found a man and a woman dead inside the hotel room with multiple stab wounds. A fatal shooting involving an Uber vehicle in Colorado yesterday. Denver police spokesman Sonny Jackson.
An Uber driver and his passenger got into a conflict inside his vehicle. Shots were fired.
The driver is now facing a first-degree murder charge, but he claims the passenger attacked him. It appeared as though at least 10 shots had been fired. Hancock had been an Uber driver for 3 years, but will no longer have access to the Uber app. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
American farmers are responding to the retaliatory tariffs imposed by Europe, Mexico, and Canada in response to the Trump administration's steel and aluminum tariffs. Jeff Colombini grows apples, cherries, olives, and walnuts at his farm near Stockton, California. He tells ABC News he exports 40% of his crops and is worried about the impact of Trump's tariffs on his farm and employees.
You know, Trump's a negotiator from his prior business experience, so I'm optimistic that he knows what he's doing, but then again, you know, I'm hoping that I'm not going to turn into collateral damage.
And in an exclusive interview with Meet the Press moderator Chuck Todd, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau yesterday slammed the White House claim that it was imposing new tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum to protect American national security interests. Trudeau calls that insulting. Honda said Friday another person has died in Malaysia after a flawed Takata airbag inflator exploded, raising the number of deaths linked to the defect in the Southeast Asian country to 7. Malaysian Transport Minister Anthony Loki says owners of more than 71,000 affected Honda cars will be penalized if they fail to replace the flawed airbags.
We will ask Honda to give us some cooperation in the sense that once this owner changes their airbags, they'll be given a letter. So they have to bring that letter to Road Transport Department counter to prove that they have changed the airbags.
He says the cars are like a time bomb that can kill any time, which is why the government has to take such a drastic measure. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.